Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. Fans from every SEC school and beyond. The latest morning headlines and sports talk hosts that call it like they see it. Welcome to the People's Sports Talk Show. Contact the guys at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. Now, here's today's edition of Mississippi Sports Today.
Oh my goodness, we're back in the Surf Pro Studio. Happy Wednesday to you, this November 19th edition of Mississippi Sports Today is presented by Tupelo Coca-Cola and featuring a four-man front today, and a dang good one, too. We're glad to welcome Tom Massengill from ASI back to our midst.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Gentlemen.
Glad to be back. Good to see you.
It's good to see you, my friend. We'll get a little NASCAR thoughts.
He's the long snapper right in the middle of
he is, yeah.
Of the line.
For sure.
Either that or I'm the three technique. The big one.
You the big one. Frank Dodds from the Cotton States League and, of course.
Happy Turn the Page Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we turn the page on Lane Kiffin yet?
No.
No, that story is yet.
When is the national title? What is the date of the national title game? Because that's when you'll be able to turn the page.
I doubt it. Bobby Bascom also with us from Mako and Automatic. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Brother Craig.
Brother Boosh.
Good to be here, man.
And good to have you. As well as our head coach, the Tupelo Christian Prep Eagles and Athletic Director, Trent Hammond, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, glad to be here, man.
Glad to be here, sir.
Trent's looking very festive today, TCPS colors, and looking good, dude.
Looks great. Yep, always.
Most positive things Bobby's ever said.
No. Just before we went on, Coach was sitting next to Bobby and demanded an audible.
He did.
He called an audible. He moved to a little shift there, Coach. Yep. That was very impressive.
Pre-snap.
Front. Yeah.
It's got to be bad if you're shifting towards the cabana.
Hey, the cabana is full of positive people. And,
That's what we want.
We're a family show. We need to shed positivity on the world, and so I wanted to be part of that.
Yes, well, I'm glad you're here.
And Franco's a domestic goddess, as
that
we
is
know.
Correct.
Oh,
laundry
my God.
And cooking all day long, every day.
Yeah, good for you. All right, join the conversation at 331-2508. Someone just mentioned, of course, Lane Kiffin in our first host of the morning. How funny is it going to be when Kiffin walks away before the playoffs after a loss in the Egg Bowl? Well, that's one scenario.
I want what that guy's having.
Not one I've thought about, but
hey. Yeah, I really hadn't thought of that. But yes, this is just an amazing thing.
Buyer beware in that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
what keeps him from walking away from the next? If he gets a pro shotter.
No, I mean, I think he's we've talked about it a couple times. I think he's there until they lose, and I think that the only way he stays is if you guys play in the national championship game.
I think he walks out there Thursday or so and does a Wolf of Wall Street. I'm staying.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Yep.
Think this will be Thursday.
Yep. Just
sprinkle it.
This coming Thursday.
Right. Thanksgiving.
Next Thursday. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving Day. He's going to give us, or at least Ole Miss fans,
something to be thankful for.
A treat.
Yep. Yeah. That I'm staying. And all this was just blown up hype.
Gamesmanship.
Yes.
Due diligence. He was just doing his due diligence.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see.
He goes to, I'm thinking, the Giants. Another listener has said hello today.
It's what my son-in-law believes.
That's a good point.
That he's with the Giants.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, he said all year he won't go there. He'll go to the Giants. Just watch and see. So we'll see.
Indeed. 331-2508. Get your thoughts in. The question on everyone's mind, it was all over the national shows yesterday. Lane Kiffin appeared on the McAfee show in just regular clothes. I thought that interesting. I was texting with some guys. I said, hey, he's on McAfee. Turn it over there. And they did probably 20 minutes with him.
Yeah, I watched it.
Did you? Coach, I didn't see the zip visor. Mm-hmm. I didn't see Ole Miss colors. It was like a green.
Hunter green t-shirt.
Very generic. I thought that one may be a tail.
Well, that's what Coach Harrington, the baseball coach, and I were standing there, and we just flipped it on. There in my office, and I thought it was strange that he was dressed like that, but he had Kewan Lacy dressed in powder blue, Ole Miss, khaki pants, you know, the full works.
You're on national TV.
Hey, you come on with me on national TV, look sharp, you know, don't come like you're going to class typically.
And you know, he looked,
and then like, he looked like he just left the yoga.
Like, you know? Frumpy.
Yeah.
A little bit, like I do today. That's okay. We're on the radio.
And Coach Harrington made the comment that he said, just looking at him, he just seems awkward today. You know,
he seemed just overly
forced.
Forced and things where he's very, very calculated, as we talked about yesterday, guys. And he did say there was no truth to the news reports that we got.
Of an ultimatum.
Of an ultimatum.
And my thoughts on the ultimatum, Ole Miss has no leverage on the man. Are you going to fire him if he doesn't tell you by the egg bowl?
Right.
Are you going to say, hey, Lane, you're not coaching today?
What's the ultimatum?
No. I mean, what is it?
And he says there's none anyway. It doesn't make sense to have one.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah. Hey, you can say that, but
this
there's
whole
no
thing,
ultimatum.
This whole thing stinks, and it should be. It should set a precedent of moving this window, getting the window out of the playoff overlap, moving it back, coach, and there's reasons why they have the, you know, January 2nd, you can come because we want to get you in class. You know all those reasons.
Yeah. And, you know, my thing is, too, this is one of the reasons, too, that I think they need to go back, do away with this December signing date. Go back to the February date, you know, so because – all these schools are under the gun, and then you've got an LSU saying, hey, we'll wait till the national championship game. Mm-hmm. You know, we're okay with that.
Yeah, because we're going to hire John Summerall.
You know, and so what are you looking at?
Yeah, I mean, the difference to flip on that is the longer that this goes on, the more – this is going to be funny coming from me – the negativity there is around the program. But, like, Tom, the positive side to that is Virginia Tech has a new coach.
Yeah. And a guy with a career winning percentage of less than 70%. So that should be excited about that.
So, I mean, moves during the season are going to happen. Schools are going to fire their coaches in midseason. The question is, are we going to start seeing coaches hired and put to work in midseason?
Yes. We saw last year, if you'll remember, guys on playoff teams transfer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Happened more than once.
Yeah.
Now we're seeing coaches being poached. There's nothing like this in any other business.
No.
Tampering is not – I mean, there are no guardrails.
Yeah, and, you know, the coach can say, oh, I have had no conversations with Auburn or whoever. Well, I may not have, but –
but my rep has.
My rep has.
That's right.
My agent.
You know,
which is why it's so dangerous that the Louisiana governor went out and said, I had a two-hour conversation with Lane Kiffin. That would be a breach of contract. Sure. He can't have that conversation. He can have it with Jimmy Sexton, but he can't have it with Lane Kiffin. And now he's trying to walk it back this morning.
But, you know, my biggest thing, too, is that with Lane Kiffin, he could put all this to rest if he was staying at Ole Miss.
Absolutely.
He could put it to rest with signing a contract. I'm staying. I'm doing this.
Like,
he's either enjoying the attention.
Which I think is true.
Or he is actually weighing options and doesn't know what he wants to do.
Which is also true. But what did Cignetti do? Signed an extension, put it to rest about a month ago. What did Matt Rhule do? Signed an extension, let his fan base know I'm here, let his players know, even more importantly. Yeah.
That, hey, I'm here, guys. I am not going anywhere. If that's what you want to do, if being here truly makes me happy, you know, and I'm the happiest I've ever been, come out and say it and get it over with. But I think Lane's another one that's always looking over the horizon. You know, he's a searcher.
But even my career, not at the level of Lane Kiffin, but I would always go to my boss and
say,
yes, I've gone and talked to somebody else because I owe that to myself. I owe that to my family. Is this an opportunity I'm interested in?
Right.
Turned down a job in Jackson. My son was going to be the starting quarterback for two more years down in high school, and I didn't really want to live in the greater Jackson metro area, but I let my boss know. I had that conversation. They may or may not offer it to me, but I owe that to myself. I'm happy here,
but I
need to go do due diligence and see if I want that other job.
I've done that many times that I've gone in and told my principal or whatever that, hey, so-and-so's contacted me.
Yep.
I'm going to go talk to him. I want you.
You owe that to yourself.
Yes.
You owe that to your family.
Because, especially, you know, in the business, I want to go see what's there. Doesn't mean that I'm going to take the job.
Doesn't mean you're not happy where you are.
But I've also told people, don't go talk to them if you don't see yourself there.
Yeah.
You know, at least at some point, because if you go and they throw money at you, you know, that, hey, it's kind of hard once I see the numbers to say, no, I'm not going, but we've all done it. You know, like I had a school years ago, and I went and, you know, they called me. I talked to them. Then I went back and talked to my boss and said, hey, you know, I'm not trying to say anything, you know, but here's, you know, I had a good meeting, and I haven't made a decision, you know.
Okay.
And then I'm not unhappy here.
And I'm not unhappy here. I wound up staying exactly where I was.
Exactly.
And
never, I mean, most people have not been in a situation with Lane Kiffin with multiple offers. And in this level, and in this day and age of college football, with all the calendar changes and challenges that creates, and LSU is reportedly offering him the most money, annual salary of anybody. More than Kirby, who's number one right now at over $13 million. I believe Ryan Day's number two. So LSU said, blank check here. It's a boatload, Coach.
It is a ton of money, and it's hard to say no to. And then I had somebody this morning, we were talking in the hallways, and Coach said, well, he's already failed one time in pro ball. Do you think he would ever go there? And I said, in today's college football, pro ball would be easier to deal with.
Oh,
you
sure.
Have a you lock them under your players in contracts. You know, there are strict tampering rules. There are all these things that can't happen. Or
even the coaching carousel. I mean, as Craig mentioned, we've got to do something in college football to put this stuff to rest. If you want to fire your coach in the midseason in the NFL, then fire your coach. But you don't get to hire until the coaching window opens at the end of the year.
Yeah, you don't get to flirt with another head coach.
It's like we've had all the negative trickle down from NFL to college with payments and money and all of that, but we don't have any of the structure of the NFL.
That's why I think the recruiting window, the signing window, has to back up.
Yes.
So that there can become some correction to it.
Absolutely.
You know, and the transfer portal window then has to back up so a coach knows who he's got. You know, because.
But if they do that, they won't get him in class. Mm-hmm. They won't be.
This
academic calendar. Yeah. It's a joke anyway.
Hey. 20 years ago, I had a kid leave Marshall. He was at Marshall. He up and left. He's gone 3 weeks. He had just rushed for 111 on national TV versus Michigan State and got homesick and caught a bus and came home from Marshall. All right, little country kid. 3 weeks later, their head coach calls and said, we'll have a ticket at Jackson for him to get on the plane and come back. They'd had two running backs. The guys that were behind him had gotten hurt now. If he'll come back, tell him that we've got class taken care of.
A little extra
tutoring. That's 20-some years ago.
Well, yeah.
What would it be today? You understand?
Kevin Durant was who came to mind. Kevin Durant played for the Texas Longhorns in 2006. He never stepped foot inside of a Texas classroom. Never. Yeah. Played
and was somehow eligible.
And was semesters. Eligible to play. Yeah,
both
and has come out and said he never stepped foot in a classroom, but
shocker.
He played, and that was 20 years ago.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, is a shocker.
What, Dexter Manley get a college degree and couldn't read when he got with the Redskins. You know, the class. Let's be honest.
Well, that's the holdup, isn't it?
Well,
and also, don't you want your incoming players, whether they be transfers or high school seniors, in that? At that first semester, you want to get them in early, so by spring they'll be up to speed,
exactly.
And then by fall camp they're virtually veterans.
Well, Craig, you've been saying this for months too. What is the fix? Because college football, especially of all the sports, has a mix of players right now. There are professionals who play college football who are not going to class, who are not going to school. But there are still student athletes who play football as well, who are not professionals, who just want to play their 4 years and get their degree. So how do you turn a profession into exactly that, but still have room for the college athletes that are playing?
That's the challenge he was talking about with the college game.
It's tough. I mean, I don't know how you do it. You know, and even Penny Hardaway talked about having kids that just come straight out and say, man, I'm not worried about making it to the league anymore, Coach. I'm set.
And
I got my money now.
You heard Kirby at his press conference on Tuesday say, a lot of guys thinking I can get this check without being physical, not here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there's a responsibility for these guys, and a lot of it's creating a mess, huge mess.
I think they're going to have to go to contracts and have to go, you know, that, hey, I've offered Craig Horton a 3-year deal coming out of high school. If he signs with me, doesn't matter if he blows up and becomes the Heisman Trophy winner. He's mine for 3 years, mm-hmm. unless me and you negotiate a trade and a buyout and all those things.
Just like they do in the big leagues.
Just like they do in the big leagues.
That's what it needs to happen, I think. And let's go to Joe, who is checking in on the Elite Realty text line with these thoughts. If Lane, here's ask Coach Hammond who's the best 1A school. Let's change the subject. Everybody good with that? Ask Coach Hammond who's the best 1A school in the North. Calhoun City or Biggersville?
We've played both of them.
Yes, yep. You have.
We've played both of them. Biggersville lives on the big play. You know, they are able to stretch the field and do that. Calhoun City lives on the, we're going to line up and punch you in the face until you don't want it anymore. If you had to play both of them twice, you'd rather play Biggersville than Calhoun City, in my opinion. Now, I'm not going to coach speak you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I've always been – I'm going to shoot you straight. I think Calhoun City is the North, just top to bottom. They had players, O-line, D-line, their skill guys. You know, they played four different quarterbacks and all could do the same thing. You know,
that's amazing. Never heard of four.
Yes.
And having seen you guys play Biggersville – number one and number two are pretty good.
Number one and number two and number 44 are really, really good.
Yes.
Yeah, but Calhoun City has got a lot of those.
Calhoun City had a number – I don't think they got a number one that just is the fastest, can throw everything, can make every throw. You know, their quarterback at – I said number one, number two. Their quarterback at Biggersville can do everything.
Yes.
Why he's not on the radar more blows my mind. Calhoun City just has skill and speed everywhere. You know, I showed you before here how there were some things that I thought schematically we could take advantage of. When the ball snapped, we could not. You know, it just wasn't there. And in doing that, I believe that Calhoun City is just – I think it'll still be a game because Biggersville's going to be able to score. You know, they're going to be able to throw the ball.
Yeah.
And their quarterback can get away from the rush like nobody you'll – you've seen,
man.
But Calhoun City can just control the ball for so long.
There's some juicy matchups this weekend, are there not?
Yes.
As the quarterfinals get underway, we'll run some of those down after the break as the schedule will get these guys' thoughts on that. We got our pick six games for week 13, and we have a few doozies here. Florida State at NC State on Friday. Tennessee at Florida, one of the few SEC games worth watching. Think that's going to be a tight one, gentlemen.
Yeah.
TCU at Houston. Southern Miss at South Alabama.
I had to do my research on this one. You slung a curveball on us with that one.
Doing the Golden Eagles.
Yeah.
My friends, the Birds, who are a slight favorite in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh at Georgia Tech. What a game that's going to be. It'll determine a lot in the ACC race,
which
is crazy. BYU at Cincinnati, the sixth game, will be at Buffalo Wild Wings, of course, on Friday. With those games and your opportunity to win free wings for a year and all sorts of great prizes from our buddies at Mitchell. All right. Back to the tech line real quick. Rumor has it, Nate says, whoa, a rumor.
We're all about that.
We love a good rumor. Rumors the conversation between the governor and Lane is on tape. Doesn't that mean Ole Miss could fire him with cause? Well, I suppose, but why would you fire Lane?
Right. If you think about the uprising that's going to happen when and if Lane Kiffin does take another job, what would it be if they fired him?
That's like divorcing your wife because she burnt the meatloaf.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't fit the crime so much. Interesting. Okay, keep them coming. 3-3-1-2-5.
The Ole Miss fans would burn a lot more than meatloaf if they fired Lane Kiffin.
The governor of Louisiana. That sounds more fun.
Yeah.
For tampering.
He's probably getting in line if you're suing that guy. College football.
Be behind Brian Kelly.
Yeah, that's a lot of folks. Last night, college football, Akron at Bowling Green. Akron, a 3.5-point favorite. Your final? Somebody?
19-16, Akron.
How about that? They didn't cover the 3.5. Zips. UMass at Ohio. The Bobcats, a 33.5-point favorite going in last night.
Didn't cover.
UMass gets it done, coach. They cover the spreads.
Yeah.
Oh, Minutemen fall 42-14. Is that 28 points, I think? Western Michigan was the 6.5-point favorite at the Northern Illinois Huskies last night. Broncos topped the Huskies and cover the number, 35-19. Tonight.
Got Miami of Ohio with a 2.5-point favorite at Buffalo.
Miami of Ohio, it's time for our Mac mascot challenge. Everyone. Hands on your buzzers.
Where is Cole Meyer when you need him?
Miami of Ohio?
Yeah.
Bobcats?
No. That would be Ohio.
Ohio Bobcats.
But Bobby, hands on buzzer. No Googling. Look at him, coach.
I was trying to remember. Isn't Miami of Ohio, wasn't that Roethlisberger? Isn't that where he played?
The Cardinal?
Red Hawks.
I knew it was red. I could see the red in my...
Yes. Against Buffalo. Everybody knows Buffalo. The Bulls. Central Michigan tonight, a 9.5-point favorite at Kent State. We had Kent State last week, so you guys remember they are the
Miami.
Kent State. Golden Flashes. Remember the joke that sounds dirty, yeah, but it's not? Just it's golden.
Move on.
Central Michigan tonight.
Chippewa,
coach.
Everybody remembers that one.
I love it. All right. Now, it's this week's or today's Mac Mascot Challenge. SEC men last night, Rebels take down pesky Austin Peay. We told you that the Govnas scored 128 in their first game of the season. They're not too shabby. They gave Ole Miss a little bit of a struggle last night. Rebels get it done, 72-65. Rebels will next play Iowa. Ole Miss got some players. They're 5-0 and still at home with that matchup with Iowa on Tuesday night. Also last night, did you see?
Talk about a squeaker.
Woo! Winthrop.
Winthrop had him.
Coming in at 1-3 on the year. Had him, Franco.
And that big ejection at the very end.
Had him on the – oh, yeah.
That was a big deal.
That was a big deal. That changed. That was the opening for Arkansas.
Yeah. Boy, Arkansas wins about as slimmest of margins, 84-83. Texas A&M also had their hands full last night with a Montana –
Grizz,
baby.
Grizz.
86-81, the final there tonight. A matchup in Champaign.
And the Kentucky Wildcats got all they could handle from Michigan State.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Oof. Yeah, your coach had some interesting comments. Mm-hmm. I want to ask Coach about, do you do this or not? But at any rate, Alabama's at Illinois tonight. Jackson State is at Auburn, the only two SEC men's teams in action. And tomorrow night, Mississippi State will take on Kansas State out there in Manhattan, Kansas, guys. Bulldogs at 8:30. Bluegrass Blues, Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kentucky played Michigan State in the first game of the Classic up at Madison Square Garden yesterday. For those of you that weren't watching, they were absolutely manhandled. Final score was 83-66, and as they said, it wasn't even that close.
Somebody give me Mark Pope.
Yeah, coach, you got to read the coach speak there. Because like you said, would you ever say this to your players?
Would you ever say it to the media, coach?
His message isn't resonating with his players.
I had to find where it's at.
And call the Wildcats really poorly coached.
Mm. Can't say that I would.
That's a real good way to get a lot of the fan base to go him out.
Say what now? We're Kentucky. This is basketball. Ooh,
and we're
we're poorly coached, and my message isn't getting through.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yet you're paying me, I would say most likely $6 million a year. Yeah. I wouldn't. I would maybe reword that.
Yeah, I really wouldn't want to put down the words that can be used to fire me.
Yeah,
like self-inflicted wound.
5-year, $275 million contract.
That was close.
You were very close. $5 million a year.
Yeah. They were behind by 24 late in the second half, and it wasn't that close. Mm-mm. Then that's the second loss in the past three games. They fell to Louisville last week.
Yeah.
And Wildcats players are barking at each other during the second half timeout. Sometimes You get these transfers.
Watch most of this game, and I think the closest Kentucky ever got was like 10 or 12 points. And it was never like, okay, they're making a run, they can catch up.
Yeah,
it was just.
And another thing, when you guys are barking at each other, Coach, that's on you, isn't it?
Hey, not only that, but when they start getting on each other, I've never had a team win that were fussing inside. You know, I tell our kids all the time that the minute you see the other team, if you can make them start fussing at each other, you got them. Mm-hmm. You got them. They're melting down. They're got them. They're no longer composed. They're not going to listen to coaching. They're not going to listen to anything. You got them.
That's it. Yeah. Interesting.
That's a good point.
They're 8-11. The last 19 games against top 25 AP ranked.
Not good.
That's not going to set a Kentucky in basketball.
No, they have a standard. You guys don't have Landry money. Remember, he's got the Raising Cane's money. Y'all would have to call Richard Cross like Brian Hedad does when he makes bad bets and fails to pay. All right.
I'm sorry. They've lost 8 of the last 11 games.
Yeah, 8 of 11.
They're 3-8. In the last
that makes it
times.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's getting worse.
It's getting worse.
Did Mark Pope break at table like he did at Ole Miss last year? Break a table. I didn't see that. Probably. Miami, Mr. West says, Big Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah. He also says, blah, blah, he's not going anywhere. He just got out of yoga when he was on the McAfee show. No, I think there's something to it. I'm with Coach.
Don't forget to listen to the podcast each and every day. If you can't listen live from 9 to 10, I was listening to yesterday's podcast.
Oh, it's brilliant.
And one of the thoughts was that, well, Florida is only a 20-minute plane ride from IMG. My problem with that is so is Florida State, so is Miami.
Yeah.
You've got so much competition over in that state. LSU is a single entity that can do anything in that state they want to do.
Well, the NIL has proven now that your recruiting ground is larger.
Than just a 20-minute
just being
plane 20 ride.
Minute plane ride to IMG, well, that doesn't matter really anymore.
It also doesn't matter, as Coach has pointed out and Brian pointed out, this with the transfer and the NIL now, players from Louisiana used to stick with LSU. They're going out to Southern Cal if they get more money.
Mississippi State used to be a program built on local kids. Like, even coaches I know that are diehard Ole Miss guys would say the one thing I enjoy about watching Mississippi State play is there's going to be a kid from Fulton, a kid from Clarksdale or Lawrence,
West Point,
or Tylertown. Well, now you flip up their roster, and as they put it on, it's North Las Vegas. It's, it's kids like, you know, you wonder how much thunder is that going to bring to an Egg Bowl, you know, where it used to it was so much, hey, we're playing these guys. I've known them.
We don't like them.
We don't
didn't like them in
them.
High school.
I didn't like them. I'm here. Well, now, you know, I'm moved in here from North Las Vegas.
I don't know what an Egg Bowl is.
Yeah, I'm. You know, this is my first year here. What's it mean to me? You know, other than going to try to win another ball game.
Good point. Because you do hear that from, you know, in the pregame, they'll get the Mississippi guys to do the pregame quotes.
Yeah,
for the fine.
If they can find one.
And you know, talking about IMG, the thing about IMG's national boarding school.
Oh, exactly. You
know, being a 20-minute plane ride doesn't mean anything. I may be from Massachusetts, you know, and I want to go back to.
I still say if I'm Lane Kiffin, I'm holding out for Florida State. Bobby, you with me on that, or Miami? And I dominate the ACC.
Nah.
Because that is such a poor conference right now.
Yes, you're right. It would be great. He would dominate. He would have all the money that he wanted to spend in those two schools, but he would be the big fish in the small pond, and that's not what he's about.
I'm sorry. This cycle was when they hired Mike Norvell, he was the hottest. He was the Lane Kiffin of the day.
Yeah.
It's a flavor of the month with these guys. Yeah. And when Norvell, who else? Do I dare? Bring up the name Billy Napier.
Yes.
Everybody wanted Billy Napier. Who wants him now?
Yeah. Right now, who's the hottest name?
Kiffin.
You go outside of Kiffin. Where's everybody yelling?
John Summerall. I like him.
Yeah. But does he fit the same Billy Napier?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, does he fit Mike Norvell?
Exactly.
You know, you never know.
It's such a mess. But we love it.
It's so fun to talk about.
Yeah, it is. Well, I don't know if you guys have heard, there's a new release. Lane is a very versatile and he puts on a master class of social media. We have a breaking new release that we're going to play for you next from Coach Lane. Stay tuned. It's Bobby Bascom from Automedic. Bobby, when you say we speak the language, what does that mean?
Just that, Craig. We speak foreign imports language, specializing in BMW, Mercedes, Audi, Lexus.
So you speak Lexus?
Wadasta tu anihongo hanesmas.
I think you played for the Dodgers.
Translation? We speak your Japanese imports language, and we're local, so there's no need to drive to the dealer. Automedic, 3552 Jeff Homan Boulevard in Tupelo. Reach us at 844-9379. We speak the language at Automedic.
Hi, this is Brian Rigby, owner of ServPro of Tupelo. ServPro is the nation's leader in cleaning and restoration. But here at home, we're more than that. We're neighbors helping neighbors, friends taking care of friends. Whether it's storm, flood, or fire damage, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Our staff has over 150 years combined experience in residential and commercial projects. Visit ServPro.com or call 690-6502. ServPro of Tupelo, here in your community, here to help.
Your attention, please. The distinguished gentleman from Tupelo, Mississippi, Mr. Janitor, now has the floor.
Mr. Speaker, while I have the floor, I shall clean the floor. Whether the floor be of hardwood or tile, carpet or rug, Mr. Janitor vows to clean that floor better than anyone else. Why, Mr. Janitor even cleans grout. Mr. Janitor has been voted on as the area's best. Give Mr. Janitor the floor, and it'll be like new again.
Order, order, order a floor cleaning from Mr. Janitor today at 844-7713. Mr. Janitor, the floor is yours.
Big news, football is back, and so is Pick 6, starting at $19.99 at Buffalo Wild Wings. This is the ultimate meal for two, with two entrees, two sides, and two drinks. Pick between boneless wings and any of our 26 sauces and seasoning, spicy, sauced, or grilled crispy chicken dippers, and hand-smashed, double-stacked All-American cheeseburgers with sides of fries, tots, and potato wedges. Pick 6 meal for two for a limited time. Pricing may vary by region. See server for details. Tax fees extra, not valid with other discounts or offers.
This Christmas, give your car or your favorite driver the gift of WeatherTech from Weathers Auto Supply. You could win $500 in WeatherTech products, custom fit floor mats, cargo protectors, seat covers, and more. They're the perfect gift for you or for them. It's easy to register. Just stop by Weathers Auto Supply in Tupelo, Corinth, Oxford, or Fayette, Alabama. No purchase necessary. But hurry, the drawing is Monday, December 22nd. Make this Christmas merry and bright for your car or truck. Weathers Auto Supply, keeping you protected all season long.
From Possum Trot to Beaver Hill.
Sports talk from the fans' perspective on Mississippi Sports Today.
Hey, we got a spirited bunch in the Surf Pro studio this morning. We got our Lane Kiffin bobblehead front and center. He says he's staying.
Yeah. He's definitely staying.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Mako may have to paint a different color on him, but he's staying.
Yeah. Bobby Bascom from Mako, the new owner of this incredible establishment. Sort of a unique thing, you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Think about maintenance for the outside of your car. So we've talked, obviously, through the Automedic Minute. We're going to keep going some of those things. But, you know, what do you do for maintenance to keep your car running tip-top shape? Well, what if you have a car that's running great, love the car, but maybe your clear coat's fading? You know, we see delamination a lot in the South, which is where that clear coat on top of the paint starts to get brittle, break, and peel back. The longer you let that go on, the more risk you have of it getting into the paint and, more importantly, getting into the metal. And then you've got bigger cost repairs. But we do free estimates. Come by if you want to spruce up and do a makeover, as we call it, of the outside of your car and get it looking new so that it matches how you've maintained it. We can do that at Mako. We're doing a paint special right now, actually. It's all over, so a complete car starts at only $499 for paint.
Incredible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and if it can be painted.
That's right.
You're going to paint it.
We were just talking in the at the break. Coach Hammond's going to give us an opportunity. I think he's going to be very excited to see what we can do with painting the TCPS helmets. So helmets, doors, lawn furniture, golf carts. If it has a paintable surface, we can paint it.
If you own it, you'll paint it.
That's right. There you go.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm getting a lot of traffic. Thank you very much. We are today from our Elite Realty text line. And fancy this. Keith Henley from Elite Realty is saying hello this morning. He's one of our Pick 6 participants. He says Ole Miss leverage is their new offer. There's their leverage, what they can. And I understand it's a blank check. We'll match whatever is out there. If Coach Kiffin is not willing to make a commitment, they can pull their extension and increase salary offer. Ole Miss needs a commitment from Lane, publicly or an ironclad private commitment, saying stay in so they won't be screwed in a last-minute coaching search and replace him if he
I
does
think
leave.
They've got a lot of bench strength. You guys mentioned it yesterday. You got Joe Judge on that staff. You've got Pete Golding could be a head coach. You've got some studs on. He's got a deep bench over there.
That's what Rigby was saying yesterday. There's a bunch of good coaches on campus that most likely won't go. Or will they?
They'll go. Why? Because is there a guarantee the next guy keeps them?
Keeps them, yeah.
Well, if you hire within.
You know, if you hire within, yes, possibly. Or you could, you've seen staffs before come in and go, hey, I didn't like these guys.
It seems that Auburn, we mentioned this yesterday, that Auburn is sort of on the
DJ Durkin
train, sort of saying, you know, in that. Okay, with that, we mentioned this before the break. There's been a new release. I just found this. I guess it broke this morning. Lane is everywhere. He's doing television shows. He's walking around with celebrities. He's one of the biggest internet, you know, trollers and most popular guys on the internet in college football. And this I found interesting. He also apparently has been doing some recording on the side, if you will.
You know, when I go to a football game, I don't just wear a visor and throw a clipboard in the air. No, I be coaching. I be coaching.
That really sound like Lane.
That's right. I said I coach them from the east. I coach them from the west. I bring them up from D2, make me look like the best at coaching.
D2.
Chambliss, I be coaching. Let me ask you something. What team would you like to coach?
Uh-oh.
Have you ever coached in Tuscaloosa? Or in Knoxville? I remember one time I was coaching, and a mustard bottle hit me upside down.
Oh, remember that?
And a Titleist golf ball flew right by me. Let me ask you another question. Have you ever done hot yoga before breakfast?
What?
Oh, it's sweaty.
I bet.
You ever wonder yourself, where will I be coaching next?
Oh, no.
Everybody asks, Lane, 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 Lane. Where you coaching? Oh, I be coaching. You ever wonder why you never see a headline that says the psychic wins the lottery? Why is abbreviated such a long word?
That's off topic.
We'll see where I be coaching. Stay tuned. The Lane train is out of here.
I'm almost sure that was AI.
I be coaching.
All right.
That's told awesome. You.
That is awesome.
That will be stuck in my head all day.
Just
I'll be walking around going, I'll be coaching.
That's your new theme song.
That's right.
That is your new ringtone, sir.
I'm going to need that.
Love it. Okay. All right. We apologize for that last minute and 23 seconds. Crazy stuff surrounding this. I mean, somebody had to do it. Somebody's going to make fun of this. All right, let's look at the quarterfinals this Friday night.
He needed some backup singers, didn't he? The four of us?
Yes.
Tom on the drums.
Needs a good drummer, right, Tom?
Absolutely.
How'd that sound to you? You're a musician.
I thought it was good.
Pretty good, yeah.
He's humming it over here now.
Beating
head,
it out.
Head moving.
My favorite is the Lane, 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 Lane. All right, Biggersville at Okolona. Coach, these are two really juicy matchups in 1A North LaFleur at Calhoun City. It seems as if the teams we were talking about earlier are probably going to hook up in the semi.
It's what if Vegas laid odds on high school 1A football.
1A.
Those are your guys.
I'm not sure they don't.
You might find it somewhere.
On a tunica. They'll probably get it on a board somewhere. Yeah. In 2A, look at that.
I can call Snooki. See if he,
Snooki to Boogie.
See if we can work it up.
See if we can work it up.
Yeah. Let's look at that 2A. Some really good games there. Actually, no area teams in 2A. I'm at 3A. Aberdeen at Winona. 4A, Corinth. They're having a season. But they go down to play the Whippets. Kosciuszko. They're good.
Long trip.
It's a long trip. It's, you know.
Trip.
No good way to get Kosciuszko from Corinth.
Can't get there from here.
No.
And then Louisville, mighty Louisville take
Louisville
on Clarksdale.
Louisville is Louisville.
Yeah. Clarksdale, pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah. Isn't Knox be in Choctaw playing this weekend? Believe so.
Yep. Yep.
Talk about heavyweights.
Yeah. And have they played this year already?
Didn't they play in the state final last year, I believe. What happened to the receiver that everybody's making, Caleb Cunningham?
At Ole Miss?
Yeah. I mean, is he redshirted? So I hadn't heard a lot about him.
Well, he hasn't played.
No.
You know, and there's rumors that he's about to portal.
Yeah.
Just like Stonka Burnside, you know, that came out of Starkville. Rumors are he's fixing to portal. Wasn't getting to play.
Yep.
You know, took a redshirt.
People take notice of that. And especially when you're Caleb was recruited by everybody.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
All right, interesting. All right, we'll see. Germantown at Tupelo in a clash of this unbelievable explosive offense from Germantown. They scored 70.
Yeah, they've kind of come out of nowhere, too. You know, just haven't, you know, traditionally been that. They've been dominated by Madison Central.
Yep.
You know, right there down the road. And now this year, bam.
And then the other 7A matchup in the north in the quarters, Horn Lake at Oxford. Okay. That ought to be a good one. All right, Franco, it's time for...
No. The weekly spread check?
It's time!
Oh, that hurts.
For the weekly spread check, we're going to look across the Southeastern Conference games and give you our panel's thoughts on these spreads. So we mentioned yesterday there are several throwaway games, which is a shame in November. It's a shame.
Yeah.
That they're playing...
It's the rest week.
These I mean, it's unbelievable. Cream puffs before your big rival.
Is it really a shame? Because here's my thoughts listening to it. Notre Dame is bumping up into the playoffs. Schedule, they've had two good losses. And then other than that, what have they done? You get Alabama, who has beaten Georgia and all this, but you've got Notre Dame ranked in front of them. You know, you've got Notre Dame ranked in front of Miami. You know, maybe the thing is, maybe the SEC has done something to hurt themselves when they increase, add another game.
Yes.
And bam, now you beat yourselves up where if you would have played the Citadel or Northern Illinois or Akron, you get a win. You get to showcase yourself on national TV beating somebody 65-6. And now
a lot of backups rankings, getting playing time. Yeah,
when the rankings come out, I have beaten or I have had close losses to to Georgia or whatever.
Right.
I'm in the playoffs. So I think the cream puff schedule is more beneficial than Alabama Georgia matchup.
When they agree.
Well, it's college football and it's at its imperfectness though. Notre Dame lost months ago. They lost by a combined 4 points to two teams that are both ranked in the top 12. So it's the recency bias with them, to Coach's point. The recency bias hurts. Play those teams early in the year and then schedule light.
Well,
that's
that you can maintain.
That's what the committee's supposed to take out, you know, some of that bias. But they haven't.
No.
You know, we all
reward it.
And I'm convinced the SEC has hurt themselves by going to 9 conference games.
It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt them. They may never win another national championship because of it.
It's going to be
because they're going to be so beat up.
Yes.
But I think the side agreement underneath the table, they got to guarantee when we go to 16 teams, you're going to get 4 in. Guaranteed. Yeah. I think that's the only reason they agreed to that.
Well, I think they're still going to get 5 in this year.
They may.
Possibility.
Yeah. Well, somebody's going to get bumped to put – if BYU wins the Big 12, somebody's getting bumped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To make sure that there's room for Texas Tech and BYU.
I think – that the SEC gets a max of 4.
That's where I lean.
Texas is toast.
Yep.
Yes, I would agree with that.
And then next week we'll give us all the insight we need because the regular season will be done and we can get on with this because at this point there are too many moving parts to really predict.
So today is anybody looking at this more closely than Carson Beck, which, by the way, happy birthday. Happy 23rd birthday to Carson Beck. Sitting there currently in it, but if you watch the show, they're not in it.
They're a placeholder.
No. They're not in it right
ACC
now.
Team.
They need Pittsburgh to beat Georgia Tech. They need another team to get them in more than anybody else right now in college football.
Lane Kiffin made the statement that you no longer need to be, you know, used to people say, oh, get in the top 12.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be in the top 12. You got to be in the top 10.
That's right.
Because there's two conference winners that are going to get in and bump somebody.
And the top group of five.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So somebody's going to get bumped. You better be in the top 10.
Yeah.
We talked about it a few weeks ago. It's the NFL model. You have – the difference is you have conferences and not
– divisions.
Divisions, thank you. But the division winner from the, you know, NFC South – the year that Carolina made it with a 6-10 record still goes to the playoffs.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Which is awful. It's got to change. But are they going to?
That's
the ACC won't allow it.
That's like we've talked about.
There's too much money.
Me and several other coaches have talked about in this 1A that we're in. It needs to be. We need to be in 2 8-team regions in the north. Because we're playing with four-team regions. Everybody makes the playoffs. You've got several 0-10 teams making the playoffs. You've got teams that wouldn't get out of one region winning another one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that
it's not a very even playing field, is it?
No.
So to speak. Let's go back to the text line. We got some excellent comments here. I want to get to them. Thank you so much for listening and saying hello. Alan Gurley says that, hey, Alan, appreciate you, man. My favorite part of Egg Bowl was Bully and Colonel Reb wrestling before the game. I went to school at State, but regret Ole Miss lost him.
Alan Gurley from Aberdeen.
Yeah. Speaking of Aberdeen, Ricky has checked in.
Yeah.
He says, hotty toddy, happy hump day. And I forgot to say hi to Pooh.
Thank you, Ricky T.
Pooh. There's Pooh in the corner.
Yeah.
I believe all four teams in North 3A are from the same division.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's another thing. let him troll Pat McAfee. He'll get bodied. I think, talking about Kiffin still. All right, thanks so much for saying hello today. 3312508. Man, alive! This hour is flying by. Always happens. We get you guys in the four horsemen. We got them in here today. Let's go to this date, November 19th. Yeah, what?
1932, Joe Kershala scored 71 points in a college football game.
Football?
Football.
Down the world. It was like 10 touchdowns.
And an extra point.
And a bunch of extra points. that's a lot. Okay. Anybody?
Coach? 1961, Houston Oilers quarterback George Blanda passes for 7 touchdowns in a 49-13 rout of the New York Titans.
Blanda. Classic.
What a guy.
Yep.
1978, Miracle at the Meadowlands. Eagles' Herman Edwards returns a fumble for a touchdown with 31 seconds left to give Philadelphia a 19-17 victory over the rival New York Giants.
Herm Edwards. Nice.
Where is old Herm these days?
Herm Edwards. He's a good one.
This was a good one. I wanted to make sure. So 1979, then the Houston Astros signed pitcher Nolan Ryan to a record four-year $4.5 million contract. We just talked about Mark Pope is making $5 million a year.
Yeah.
It just shows you how much the difference in money is nowadays. I mean, who's the highest paid pitcher in baseball right now?
Ohtani.
Yeah. At? Wasn't it like
55, 60 million a year.
Yeah.
Well, this next one's going to remind you, though, you can make some really bad mistakes. 1996 was the year Albert Bell signed a record 5-year, $55 million contract with the White Sox. It just immediately made me think, we still celebrate Bobby Bonilla Day.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
The Mets are still paying Bobby Bonilla for that crazy contract.
Yeah. I mentioned it earlier, but the birthday for today was Carson Beck, but I didn't. I wanted to do it at the end. Franco, there's a tie to you. Did you know that Carson Beck's father, Chris Beck, played linebacker for
Navy?
The Navy midshipman from 1989 to 1992.
I did not know.
Well, that's kind of sad.
You were long gone.
Carson Beck's father's younger than me.
A lot of people are younger than you.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey,
no, no love for my Navy team this weekend in the CFP.
No.
I'm a little disappointed. You know, that's a big win over USF.
Yeah, I just kind of did the math on it. In today's world, Nolan Ryan would still be a steal.
Mm.
he would be at $4 million a year.
That would, yeah, wow.
Oh, is that what that's worth now?
That would be $20 million, a little over, a little north of $20 million for Nolan Ryan.
You know, it's just, so the players of those eras in the past and the money that they're seeing being made, and sort of, especially in football, where the level of physicality, the older players will tell you, it ain't nothing like it.
And the older players had no guarantee.
No,
money.
Right. They didn't have.
If you didn't play, you didn't get paid.
No, and there weren't, you know, brilliant scientists doing research on the concussions and all that, you know, that implies. So, well, speaking of throwback. Speaking of former greats, we will have one on the program tomorrow via our phone line.
Nice.
John Stroud.
Oh, very nice.
Basketball every fall, every November.
It would be interesting to hear his takes on this Ole Miss team.
We will. We'll hear from former Rebel great and former Houston Rocket, John Stroud, tomorrow on the program. Looking very much forward to visiting with the also a West Union legend, right? Remember those days?
Absolutely.
Yeah. None better than John to talk basketball with. And we'll visit with him tomorrow, and also we'll have David Dillard and Will Colemeyer and Drew Belt with us tomorrow as we approach a big weekend. Next week, we will be at Tupelo Wine and Spirits on Wednesday.
All right.
Wednesday morning. That's where we're going to be.
Thanksgiving week.
That's true.
Yeah. If you put juice in it, it counts.
Yeah. We'll be there.
I'll quote you on that.
Starting at 9 with our friends Barrett and the team at Tupelo Wine and Spirits, because then we got Thanksgiving Thursday. Coach, are you all out of school all next week?
All next week.
All right.
How about the other sports? How are they going?
Well, right now, basketball just getting kicked off. They are rolling. The girls' soccer is unbelievable. If you want to watch a really good girls' soccer team, come out and watch them. They pulled off a win at New Hope last night. Boys lost a tough one. Just got all the football players back. Lost a 1-0 match last night at New Hope. And, you know, let's be honest, that's 1A versus, what, 6A?
That's, New Hope's big.
You know, so that's good for us in basketball. You know, we've got a really good team, 1A team with a – you know, a 6'5 kid, a 6'7 kid, and another 6'3 kid, you know, coming out there. So,
yeah, three seniors, three starting seniors.
Yeah,
so
a lot of good things to go watch at TCPS if you get a chance.
Very nice. Thank you, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben. Enjoyed it.
Tommy Boy, Franco, and, of course, Boosh.
Happy Wednesday.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.